the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Who is Ashley Moody? If you don't know who she is the Attorney General of the state of Florida. I guess she succeeded Pam Bondi. But she was on with Trace Gallagher last night on Fox News Channel. And I found it fascinating listening to her reaction to Biden's new get-tough immigration policy. As you know, I was down along the southern border 3 weeks ago. And since that time, we've had a new policy from the Department of Homeland Security and Alejandro Mayorkas. And it's kind of too little too late, to be honest with you. But this is cut number three. And Joe Biden's new get tough policy on immigration. Listen to this.
Attorney General, thank you for coming on. I just want to very quickly get your take on what Bill Malugin was saying there, because it's kind of sudden, right? It's been 2.5 years, and we've had Mayorkas say to us all the time that the border is secure. But now you have them inviting the media, say, look, we're deporting people. Look over here. We're busting these human smuggler rings. Look over here. It's all interesting that it's coming right now.
Interesting, because it coincides right when Florida uncovered secret memos that said that their plan was to step aside and let everybody flood in. Mm-hmm. When we uncovered that of, let's say, 10,000 that they encountered on Thursday of last week, they released most of them into the interior of the U.S. Very coincidental, mm-hmm. don't you think? You cannot trust what Mayorkas says publicly. He has said all along that the border was secure when our right. litigation uncovered the whole last 2 years of the Biden administration. They've been asking for less resources, less detention capacity, and they've been pushing more and more folks into the interior that crossed the border illegally. Not surprising to me at all that they're scrambling now right. when we've uncovered such damaging evidence of either their abject failure as an administration or their purposeful destruction of our security at the border.
Meantime, big victory for you and you and your state attorney general, because, you know, federal judge T. Kent Weatherall agreed with you, saying that the Biden administration cannot just simply release these migrants without a court date. But the problem that I have is you still see video, you still see evidence that a lot of these people are still being let go without a court date. What are your thoughts on that?
And that's because they're doing what they've done this whole time, violating federal law that requires that they detain these folks crossing illegally and telling the American public that they're not doing that. They are making up terms, making up programs that are not allowed by our lawmakers and our law. And it has broken down any sense of security at the border. And while Title 42 is in effect, it almost masked how bad they had destroyed everything. And now, as Title 42 is expired, you see they had no plan in place other than to step aside and let the invasion happen. Biden broke the border purposefully. That's what the judge said. This is on them, no matter what they said. Even when KJP said it wasn't happening, nobody was coming across, walking across. Even when Mayorkas said they had it under control, he broke the border. And I'm so proud Florida beat Biden again. And we will keep being aggressive, because the American people need to know that this president has done this over the last 2 years, and you are now just seeing the full evidence of that on display. And you know what?
Yeah.
It is cowardly that he has not come out and addressed the American people on one of the biggest challenges, the biggest risk we face as a nation to our security since he's been president.
Ashley Moody, she is the Florida Attorney General, and was on with Trace Gallagher. I just found her fascinating, and it's right. Florida has beaten Biden time and again, and they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it because the Biden administration has no clue, and all these pronouncements of we're getting tough and 5-year bans for people that sneak across the border. The fact is, we're losing that war big time. Coming up, what is going on with one of my favorite artists? I'm talking about Garth Brooks. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on this Thursday edition of Live and Local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out your conditions right now, major delays still continue on Interstate 15 northbound. Once you get past Blue Diamond and to the 215 interchange, you're pretty much bumper to bumper all the way up to Tropicana as you work your way past the stadium there on 15 North. Heavy backups on 15 South as well. That's mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. You'll touch the brakes on Interstate 515 southbound at Main Street there at the Spaghetti Bowl. And do look for crashes as well on the surface streets. Paradise at Harmon, Cactus at Torrey Pines, and Tropicana at Las Vegas Boulevard.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Stanley Cup Finals get underway tonight. The Carolina Hurricanes host the Florida Panthers for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. The West Final starts tomorrow night in Vegas with the Golden Knights hosting the Stars. Pacific Coast League Baseball Wednesday, Vegas pounded Salt Lake 22-10. The teams combined for 36 hits. Reno beat Sacramento 9-4. The Aces broke it open with 4 runs in the bottom of the 5th. Tacoma beat Albuquerque 3-2. El Paso 10-4 over Round Rock. Oklahoma City beat Sugarland 5-1. The Dodgers beat the Twins 7-3. James Outman hit a go-ahead grand slam in the 7th. LA trailed 3-2 in the 7th before scoring 5 runs, all with 2 outs. Vinny Pascantino hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer off Yu Darvish, leading Kansas City past the Padres 4-3. Darvish gave up 4 runs and 6 hits over 5 and a third. The Padres have lost 9 out of their last 11. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
For powerful HP tech your business can count on Staples. Staples has great prices on a full range of HP printers, PCs, laptops, and monitors. And now through May 27th, score an extra $50 off all HP laptops regularly priced $599.99 and above with the Staples Connect app. Plus, this week only, the HP OfficeJet 9015E Wireless Color Inkjet Printer is $70 off. For the best deals on the best HP tech for your small business, shop Staples. In-store only. Excludes Chromebooks and clearance.
Leroy, 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
3 more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, You make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch, get your data, get protected, get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end. The way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
Garth Brooks is one of the few acts that I would actually pay money to see. And I don't care how much the tickets are, that kind of thing. And gentlemen, Jim, you've got some news on Garth Brooks that's breaking. His plus one tour, I guess, is going to be all about Las Vegas. What is it, 24 dates or something like that?
Yeah, he's added 18 different dates for 2024. And, we all know who the plus one is. It's his wife,
yeah,
who's also a legendary singer herself, Trisha Yearwood. But, yeah, he's got an extension at Caesars. It's going to be from April 18th through July 13th of 2024. So he's added those 18 dates already. And now he's set to perform 45 shows on the Strip. And it's always a packed house. And I think a lot of people would agree. I remember I was a country DJ in the late 80s when he broke out. And the song that we just played, The Dance, I believe was his first hit and one of his biggest hits. And many people remember the late 80s, early 90s. Country was kind of cool back then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I got to tell you, though. Garth Brooks, and I know he's done different types of residencies, small arena, large arena. I don't know what the capacity at the Coliseum is, but my guess is, having been in there over the years, it's a wonderful, wonderful venue.
It is indeed, and certainly when you have somebody like Garth Brooks, that's going to bring in a lot of people to the property who are not only going to watch the show, but they're going to gamble, they're going to stay there, they're going to go to restaurants. That's why they pay these guys big, big money. And I remember the first residency that he had, he would commute from Oklahoma, and they would fly him in and treat him special there when he was at the Wynn, and he would do his gig, and then he would fly back to Oklahoma. Must be nice, huh?
Yeah. We should have that sort of treatment. And I'll bet you he didn't fly commercial.
No. private jet. No, superstar status still to this day. And a lot of people are going to go out and watch him there at the Coliseum. And we sure do miss Celine Dion. Hopefully she'll get better from her post-vaccine injuries that she's incurred.
Garth Brooks, what a wonderful, wonderful. And can I tell you, I've seen some of his events that were like, I think, at Notre Dame and different places where he did just tremendous job with big arena venues. I think this is going to be great, and I will make this prediction. I will pay to see Garth Brooks, plus one.
He went all the way back to 1991 as co-headlining at the Carlene Carter. He was co-starred, I guess, is the best way to put it, with Carlene Carter at the Desert Inn way back in 1991.
Boy, that's before my time.
Yeah.
That's almost before your time. What are you talking about?
All right, that's true. By the way, if you do go, don't expect to use your phone to get some of those free videos or whatever, because they need to be locked in pouches, from what I'm hearing.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's requiring that the phones be locked for the duration of the series. So just a little heads up there for people who are thinking, hey, I'm going to send this off to somebody.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
More from Gentleman Jim coming up in just a bit. Coming up, Marcos Lopez, Outreach and Coalitions Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. What's going on? Week 15 of the Nevada legislature, and there have been a few surprises over the last couple of days, including those three vetoes from Governor Lombardo. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They're back by popular demand. The show that South Point presents, The Bronx Wanderers. May 16th to the 18th. The box office online at southpointseat.com or charge by phone 702-797-8055. It's a musical plot with the Bronx Wanderers at the showroom at South Point.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He has become a folk hero. I mean, he really has. At least for me, he is the senator from Louisiana. He is John Kennedy, and he was on Fox yesterday. He has what I think is a great solution to the Mexican drug cartels, and it's a little scary when you talk about a billion-dollar operation, multi-billion-dollar operation that they run down along our southern border. Let's go to cut two real quick. This is John Kennedy on Fox with this solution to the Mexican drug cartels, a group that's making billions.
You know, Senator, you mentioned the loon wings in each party. As you know, Democrats have been coming out and pouncing on your remarks regarding Mexico, in which you said, without us, the Mexicans would be eating cat food out of a can and living in a tent behind an outback. You also suggested the U.S. invade Mexico to subdue the drug cartels. Anyway, people like Robert Kennedy Jr. and others are coming out and saying, that's crazy. That's going one step too far. What do you say?
Right. Well, I love the people of Mexico. I hate the cartels. And President López Obrador, who is the president of Mexico, he ran on a slogan with respect to the cartels of hugs, not bullets. Well, that's not working out too well for him.
They were referring to, what you said about the Mexicans in general without us, that they'd be eating cat food out of a can in a tent by now. You have colorful language, Senator, but you think that got too colorful.
What I said was that we should use what I proposed to the head of DEA was that she and the president call the president of Mexico and ask if the American military and the American law enforcement can come into Mexico under the supervision of the American military, of the Mexican military and the Mexican law enforcement, and let us work together to eradicate the cartels, because we know who they are and we know where they are. And I suggested to the DEA secretary that we use America's economic leverage to try to convince the president of Mexico to do that.
No, that makes perfect sense the way you explain that to me. I guess what I'm asking you, sir, and I'm not meaning to badge you on this point, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. regrets the fact that some people might think you're related to him. He went that far. I'm just wondering, do you think the way you explained it to me just now would have been probably the better way to explain it?
Well, I think if you look at, first of all, I don't know Mr. Kennedy. He's entitled to his opinion. Number two, I think if you go look at my entire remarks, you'll understand the context in which I said it.
But if Mexicans who feel that, you know, you went further than that to sort of malign all of them, you would say?
I would say that's not true. I love the people in Mexico. But I hate their cartels. And President López Obrador needs to stand up to the cartels because they're poisoning our children. And I don't understand why he would not invite, and why, frankly, President Biden would not ask for it. He would not invite our military and our law enforcement personnel, invite to come into Mexico and work under and with his military and his law enforcement officials, and let us try to wipe out the cartels. We know who they are. We know where they are. We know what they're doing. And then both countries would be better off, because the cartels are crushing small business in Mexico through extortion, and they're killing Americans through fentanyl.
John Kennedy has a way with words. I firmly believe he should be on somebody's short list for vice president. I know it will probably end up being a woman, unless it's a woman that wins the presidency. But I will simply tell you, he's got a great way with words. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. Before we go to break, I want you to hear from Nancy Mace. She is a rising star in the Republican Party. She was on with, who was this? This was Neil Cavuto yesterday. And are we, this is cut one, by the way, are we coming close to a debt ceiling deal? The president's off in Japan, so he's a non-factor. And it'll be lower-level staffers that end up making the call on this thing. This was Nancy Mace last night, or actually yesterday afternoon, when Neil Cavuto, here it is.
I hope and pray that it's close, but I hear from the reporting just now that there's some mixed messages going on here on Capitol Hill. It's sort of like being in college finals the night before, cramming for chugging Red Bull and doing this in the 11th hour. I mean, this is, I don't know why we're doing this to ourselves. We've had months to address this problem. And as you know, Neil, you know, this is a problem that's been caused by both sides of the aisle. They created it. They should fix it. And they shouldn't be doing it in the last minute like we are right now.
You know, I did notice, Congresswoman, you're closer to this than I am, but the White House now sort of backing off the idea that it's a drop dead. We run out of dough on June 1st, saying, you know, there's some wiggle room here, obviously trying not to alarm the markets. But if this drags right on past June 1st, I think it's a foregone conclusion. It will alarm the markets, right?
I do think it will alarm the markets, but we don't have to default. Even if the June 1st deadline comes and goes, we don't have to default unless the president wants to. In terms of tax revenues that the federal government receives, we get about 11 times the interest on the debt. Now, we'd have to prioritize spending, hold off paying some of the bills, but that wouldn't be veterans benefits or Social Security or anything like that. We would have to prioritize spending until a deal is done. But what I'm saying here is we've had months to do this. The president just left the country. If this is such, if we're in such dire straits, why is he leaving? This is why 2024 is so important. We need a president who will be here to negotiate for the American people when push comes to shove and when we're on a deadline.
You know, the former president says he's that president. He made a comment about the possibility of default in that CNN appearance, Congresswoman, that I did want to pursue with you. This is from Donald Trump last week.
I say to the Republicans out there, congressmen, senators, if they don't give you massive cuts, you're going to have to do a default.
You're going to have to do a default. What do you think of that?
Well, we don't have to do a default, but I do agree with the former president that we do need to see massive spending cuts. It's the reason that we have inflation. We also need tax decreases. We also need the Fed to stop printing money. That's the way that we pay for the deficit that we have. We need to fix our supply chain issues. There are a whole host of things that need to happen, but default should not be on the table at this time.
Nancy Mace, Congresswoman from South Carolina, and I got to tell you, she is a rising star. Coming up. Oh, speaking of coming up, Marcos Lopez, Outreach and Coalitions Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, will join us coming up in just a little bit. And we're going to talk about what's going on week 15. We're coming down to the end. June 6th is the final day. Now, that's it. There is no more, unless the governor calls a special session. But this should be a June 6th. They need to complete their work and go back home and live under the laws that they pass. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole whole world seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our